Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Before we begin, we want to give a shout out to patron Michael P. Thanks so much for supporting the show, Michael.
We love you.
Yes, we love you. If you want to see how you can support the show and get rewarded with more bloody goodies, make sure to check out patreon.com/bedisgustingpod. Speaking of which, welcome to the Bloody Disgusting Podcast, everyone, the podcast where we discuss all the disgusting things we love in the horror world. And to discuss the disgusting, you know her from her YouTube channel and website, Real Queen of Horror, and her infant love for the genre, Zena Dixon. Hey, Zena.
Hello.
And I almost stumbled over that because I was so ready just to roll into Megan's intro, but Megan is not here this week. Megan is back to living her rock and roll jet set lifestyle, up to her, as she would put it, her eye holes, in movies at the South by Southwest Film Festival this week. I'm very, very jealous of her doing that. I'm sure she'll come back with all kinds of stories.
Yes.
And she'll be back next week.
And we miss her.
We do miss her. It's just not quite the same. However, we had to find two people to replace our one Megan. In the meantime, we're going to honor St. Patrick's Day on Thursday, which is tomorrow by the time this airs. We decided to create our top five best St. Patrick's Day or Irish horror movies, because I needed a lifeline on this one, to watch on St. Patrick's Day. So we're enlisting help from Jen Adam and Justin Gerber of the Halloweenies, a horror franchise podcast, a part of the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. Welcome, Justin and Jen.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us. This reminds me of how when Lindsey Buckingham got kicked out of Fleetwood Mac and they had to replace him with Neil Finn and the guitarist from the Heartbreakers. It takes two people sometimes.
Big shoes.
Happy to
fill.
Be here.
Yeah, we're very often compared to Fleetwood Mac.
A lot of turmoil and other stuff going on.
No, the good music way, probably, right?
Mm.
Yes, I am often described as a white witch.
Okay.
Among other things on this podcast. So before we get into things, Justin and Jen, why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah, well, with Halloweenies, it was a spinoff, actually, of the Losers Club podcast. And both podcasts are on the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network. And with Halloweenies, for the most part, every year, we really break down a horror franchise. So our first year was Halloween. Then we did Elm Street, Friday the 13th, Scream, leading up to Scream 5, which just came out. And this year we're doing the Evil Dead franchise, leading up to the new Evil Dead movie. Fingers crossed that will come out this year, or our schedule is destroyed. So they've got, basically at this point, 9 months to put it out at some point, and we'll just interject with an episode on that. And Jen has been a frequent guest over the years.
Yep.
And we're also part of the Losers Club as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody Disgusting.
Yes.
So that's where we intersect.
Yes. And the Losers Club is a Stephen King podcast where we talk all about Stephen King. And we have just been, we got up to Dreamcatcher now. So we go chronologically, but we also talk about the film adaptations and mailbag episodes and just anything we can think of to really talk about Stephen King. Like we like to really cover our bases with that one. So.
Nice. Well, y'all really backed yourself into a corner with content. How are you going to find enough content with Stephen King? That's ridiculous.
You think that was bad? When we started years ago, we were doing one book every 2 weeks. And then we realized, wait, what are we doing?
Right. Yeah.
And now it's like, maybe, you know, there's a lot of the movies out there. There are a lot of interviews to do. And so that's how the main hub has been able to, you know, stretch it out.
Yeah.
So to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was to go.
Yes. And I mean, you know, we've talked about ways to stretch it out even further. There's no shortage of content, but like we're now even, and this was before I joined the pod when they would talk about the books and the movies together. And now we're even kind of circling back and talking about some of the earlier adaptations that y'all didn't have as much time to spend on because you'd already talked about the book for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So have you guys talked about Rose Red then?
That's coming up, isn't it?
Coming up. It's this year.
Yeah. Was Rose Red after Dreamcatcher? Oh, the book.
Yeah. That's,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
The book
came first. Yeah.
I was just trying to find its stream. I couldn't find it anywhere. I was super bummed out.
Oh, really? Well, we're going to have to.
Well, you know, it's not something that there's a lot of heavy demand for.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Although I remember watching it when it aired, and I have fond memories. Not specific memories, but fond memories.
Cast is amazing. The cast in that movie is unbelievable.
Cast is amazing. I always love the backstory. Even just that introductory presentation that she has, and like as they're walking through the house, going like the whole Winchester Mansion style tour and talking about things.
Yeah.
I love that. The CGI doesn't quite hold up, but then again, it never did in a Stephen King movie.
Made-for-TV movies have that kind of, or miniseries always have that little effect.
You have to put yourself like you're back in 2002 watching it. You can't be like, I'm watching this movie now 20 years later. And there's no way it'll hold up. You know?
No.
Yeah. As I seem to recall, the levitating dancing didn't really even seem to hold up back in 2002.
Yeah. That's when you know we might have a bit of a problem here.
Yeah. I feel like the budgets for TV were a little lower back then also.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. This was an HBO Max budget, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, I'm going to turn this over to Xena because this was all Xena's idea to do a top five list for our St. Patrick's Day movie. So take her away, Xena.
Yeah, guys, hi. So obviously it's going to be more than a top five. So I thought it would be cool if we talked about, you know, St. Patrick's Day or more like Irish horror movies, you know, because at first I was just, you know, I thought it could just be like, you know, St. Patrick themed. And we talked about this before we started recording, but there's like 10. So, you know, that's not going to work for us, which is fine. So I just thought, okay, it could be like Irish horror movies because there are plenty of those and they rock so hard. So I figured what we could do is we can each give, we'll go around like the first time and we'll all give like one and why. You know, and then we'll do it again. And then we're going to see, you know, what kind of list we have. But we are going to randomly, you know, our order is going to be random. And I'm so excited to show you guys this. So I was in TJ Maxx or Marshall's and I was buying some stuff for my like studio space. So I'm like, yeah, I want to be fancy. And so I was sitting down and I saw this like little vase looking thing. And it kind of looked like my dad. I was like, whoa, you know, I took a picture and I sent it to him. And I know that sounds like weird, but my dad, he has like a, you know, he has like a little mustache and stuff. And he wears glasses. So this is the container. You can't really see it.
I can see the angle. I could see the face in there.
Please post a picture on Instagram so people have some understanding of what we're witnessing.
It's adorable. And I'm thinking about putting like a little plant in it so he can have like a little afro. I'm going to put a hat on it. And my dad. Okay. So anyway, I have everyone's names. I have everyone's names in here. Okay. So then that way, you know, sometimes I don't know about you guys, but I get super nervous when I have to go first or when I have to go last, when I have to go in general. So this is going to be
first, second, third, doesn't matter.
So just again, the point of this is just have fun. You know, you can choose to either come up with a list that you think other people may want. Like it could be like a perfect list, like a perfect Irish or St. Patrick's theme horror movies, or it could be like your particular list. So it's all up to you. So, all right, reaching first name. Ooh, it's John.
Yay.
Because
I was going to run out of material almost immediately.
All right. Second name. Jen.
Ooh.
Yay.
Okay. And third. Oh, it's me. I swear. It's me.
Oh, you spent a lot of time in there. I don't know.
And then, obviously, Justin, you're number four. So
and then making our guest go last.
And then, but is this like a snake draft where then I can also go fifth and then we go in reverse order so I get two in a row? Is that how that works?
Oh, shoot. So I do lose.
No.
But you'll get the creme de la creme, I'm sure. As your number one pick. So.
Okay. All right, John. You are up first.
All right, then I am going to stick with a actual, true, in my heart, St. Patrick's Day movie that I would watch on St. Patrick's Day and go with 1988's Maniac Cop.
Ooh.
God, good show. I was up there, yeah.
Thankfully, there is a scene in which they run through the St. Patrick's Day parade, and that is the reason why there are no cops in a police station despite a maniac being on the loose killing people. So how can you go wrong between Tom Atkins and Bruce Campbell?
Nice. Okay.
That's a good look. I can't argue that. Are you a bigger Maniac Cop 2 fan or Maniac Cop fan?
Maniac Cop 2 is good. Definitely yeah. have to go. I mean, I like Maniac Cop 1, I think, just because I'm such a big Bruce Campbell fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, spoilers, he doesn't last all that long.
Like a sword through the
Cop
chest,
2.
No spoilers.
Something like that, yeah.
No spoilers, but this is how he dies, so, you know.
Yeah. And Maniac Cop 3 just...
I don't even want to talk
confused.
About it. I didn't even give that as an option. I was like, so what do you prefer?
I've never seen any of the Maniacs Cop franchise.
Oh, they're good. They're fun. They're
they
fun.
They are.
I'm going to have to check them out.
So now we're making Jen St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
Movie list.
Like,
perfect.
Jay's like, Maniac Cop 3, Badge of Silence.
Right. Well, my pick is, oh gosh, I got to go with my heart for my number one pick. It's a great Irish horror film, not particularly St. Patrick's Day themed, but it is from Ireland and it's called Let Us Pray and it's from 2014. It is pretty indie, but it has got Stannos from Game of Thrones, Liam Cunningham. He plays kind of a devil figure. It's described as Storm of the Century meets Needful Things with a little bit of devil in it. It's a police station in this really small town in Ireland, and a mysterious stranger shows up and he's really silent, but he seems to know your sins and we see some of them, and it is very bloody and very gory and really interesting, so I would highly recommend it.
Is Let Us Pray spelled P-R-E-Y?
It is spelled
yes,
P-R-E-Y.
Okay, that's bonus
yes.
points. Sorry, that's good.
Awesome.
That's good.
Okay. So I'm going to go with this. This is kind of cheating just a little bit, but not really. Okay. So I'm going to go with Wakewood from 2009 because it is like the co-production was between Ireland and the UK. But it's still like a split. And I picked this one because this one gives me all the feels. It makes me sad. It's very creepy. It's basically about, and it's in the synopsis, so this is not a spoiler. A 9-year-old girl, she's killed by a dog. And her parents, they're just obviously they're so like just distraught. They move, they relocate, and they have a chance to be able to spend time with their daughter again. But it's only for like a couple of days. So only for like 3 days. And then that's it. But of course, you know, there's going to be some things that's not right about this young girl. And, you know, the parents get really attached and they may not want, you know, it to only last for 3 days. But yeah, it is a very gorgeous movie and it's very creepy.
I mean, there's always a risk when you bring back your dead children. That's what
I've always said that. That sounds interesting, though. That sounds like my jam.
I've never heard of that one.
I haven't either.
It's awesome. If you guys want to check it out, I know that it is on. It's on Vudu right now, and it's on Tubi because I just rewatched it.
Tubi is the go-to.
It really is.
It's pretty wild.
Incredible. I watched two movies today alone on Tubi.
Yes,
they've got some like legit like. Classics are just buried.
Yeah.
Just like,
yes.
You're scrolling through, you're like, oh, it's Dr. Zhivago.
Right.
Just like way back deep.
Yeah, I've been watching Poltergeist on Tubi.
Yeah, no spoilers for next week, but The Thing is on Tubi and it's about to go away.
Okay. Thanks for the heads up. They only had
it on for like a week.
That's so weird how they have the distribution on these streamers sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just like catch it while you can, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, mine, you know, I was going to hold this for next, but sometimes on St. Patrick's Day, you know, which is a legendary holiday for people maybe having a couple drinks and whatnot, and sometimes you just want to relax. And now we were talking earlier about how easy it would be to do, you know, Leprechaun. And I would never have done that. But I will say, how about Leprechaun in the Hood? Directed by Rob Spira, starring Warwick Davis as the titular Leprechaun in the Hood, and of course, the great Ice-T. Is in the movie as well. Not as much as you think he's in it. He's not the lead. He's kind of like the other antagonist besides the wily leprechaun. I really wanted to do this just so I could do, because at the very end of the movie, the leprechaun raps. And I have a verse here if I could possibly sing this, if that's okay. Hee hee ha ha, I come from the land of the Irish spring. Dublin's the place where I learned my thing. From the Emerald Isle to your place in the hood, I'm a man of green, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good. Blunt is a dope. This place is hype. There's a lassie. She's just my type. I hate to resort so soon to magic, but I haven't been laid so long. It's tragic. I'm so bad. I'm so good. Lep in the hood. Come to do no good. So
wow,
it's like a Hallmark card.
I know.
It's,
it is.
I really feel like I'm at the end of the rainbow when you read
but
that.
But wait, why do you know this? Like, did you just find it online?
Oh, hold everything. This is no joke. I swear, this song is on genius.com. It's actually on genius.com.
Oh, wow.
It's there and it's right there. I wish I could say I memorized it, but I did not memorize it. And
that,
I will be honest.
That's what I was going to say. I thought that maybe you did.
You delivered it like you had it memorized. Look, Justin.
Yeah, exactly. It would have had a better flow, all right, if I had memorized it. I got to get some credit here. But I will say, though, in my hearts of hearts, I would actually say that Leprechaun Back to the Hood is technically better, but not as rewatchable as this one is. Because this one is, I mean, the leprechaun smokes a bowl with somebody else in this movie. It's unbelievable. You don't know what you can't believe what you're seeing. So 2000's Leprechaun in the Hood would be my number one choice for St. Patrick's Day movies.
I was trying to think of Leprechaun movies, and I recently watched Leprechaun in Space.
Oh my
I was like,
God.
Well, I can't recommend that one.
That's an example of it's so bad, it's bad. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Just a missed opportunity.
I've recently been watching Freddy's Nightmares on Screambox, mm-hmm. like going back and watching those. And there, I think it's even in the first or second one, Freddy raps.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
yeah.
There was something about the late 80s, early 90s, where for some reason in pop culture, every character had to rap.
Yeah.
Even if it was the most awkward rap in the world, for some reason, like George Bush Sr. had to rap at some point, I'm sure. Like,
I remember what I feel like what kickstarted that was when Will Smith had Nightmare on My Street.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's so hard to find.
And there's like a Freddy rap on it, kind of. He's like, you mm-hmm. got the body and I got the brain. And mm-hmm. that was my introduction to Freddy as a kid because I was obviously too young. But yeah, that music video is actually resurfaced. It disappeared for decades. And
yeah,
who knows why?
Yeah, someone on Bloody Disgusting found it or
yeah.
something.
Cool.
I remember. Yeah, the quality's terrible. It's like someone copied it. It was like on a VHS or something, but they're like, I got it.
But
here
we got
it is.
It, man. Here it is. For better or worse.
Will Smith has disowned it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bummer because I saw After Earth and he shouldn't be upset about his old rap career.
Yeah. It's been an interesting few years. I still haven't seen King Richard, but I heard it's good. But
I heard too, It's nominated for an Oscar, right?
I think he won the SAG Award for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll see. Maybe he'll get Nightmare on My Street. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
That's
his acceptance speech.
Acceptance for the Oscars. Amazing.
So before we go around again, you know, I thought that maybe we can just repeat our first ones first. Mm. And then, John, you can dive right into your second choice.
Okay. So my first choice was Maniac Cop from 1988.
And then I had Let Us Pray from 2014.
And I have Wakewood from 2009.
And I kept it in the 2000s. And I had 2000's Leprechaun in the Hood.
So this one, again, this is pretty much the only reason I said, can we extend it to Irish movies? This was the only one I could even think of. And then I thought of one after the fact that I hadn't seen. So I was going to have to lie, I guess. Or do Leprechaun, which one does he go to Vegas? Is
that's
Leprechaun 3?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that
it would have been
fun.
That.
Yeah.
That's another
My favorite part
one.
About that is when he's just, there's all this second unit shot of him just walking through the streets of Vegas and people are like, what, why is this, who is this person?
Clearly they didn't clear the streets.
No,
they're like, all right.
It's like hidden cameras.
So I'm going to go with my second pick, 2020's Caveat.
Ooh.
This is one that I watched for the show I talked about earlier this year. I think, Zena, I think you had me watch this one.
That might have been Megan.
Okay, so it was Megan. Yeah, this was one. Necessarily, you need a massive suspension of disbelief, first and foremost, because of the central theme of this man being trapped in this house, how he's trapped in this house, why he's trapped in this house. But the actual, like, the atmospheric tension of it is outstanding. Mm. Like, it's somewhat, like, the most tension that I felt in a movie in a long time. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something so awkward as listening to Warwick Davis rap. Was
or me rapping as Warwick Davis.
Well, again, you're a poet laureate by comparison.
I'd say I appreciate that.
But Caveat was just, it's so atmospheric and haunting. And I do, as I've gone over more than once on the show, like, I don't like my hand being held in mm-hmm. horror. Mm-hmm. Like, there's this, and we've also discovered there is this fine line between holding someone's hand and going so far above their head, you have no idea what they're actually trying to say at the end, mm-hmm. which is what I had that issue with Broadcast Signal Intrusion. I got to the end, I'm like, I don't actually know what they're trying to say here. But I also don't need the exposition. I don't need, if a character is going to throw out a theory about what's happening, that's fine. But I don't need that cut and dry, this is absolutely what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind Vincent D'Onofrio and Sinister, like, explaining history. Like, you know, that, that happens. Every horror movie has that expert or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, but Caveat basically give you nothing. Like, you kind of got answers mm-hmm. about what's going on, but it's so sparse and quiet and just kind of ominous, and just like you just kind of feel like you're there watching, like, obviously you are sitting there watching them, but it almost feels like you're like in the backyard, like the guys outside, you hear the chain just dragging across the floor, mm. like trying to look into the girl's room, like for the phone, and like you're just, I don't know. It was amazing. Yeah. I thought it was great. I know it's kind of hit or miss with some audiences, and it's mm-hmm. it's a little bit weird, but I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Super creepy. The atmosphere mm-hmm. alone is worth it, I think.
Yeah, definite score for me.
And it's Caveat, you said. It's the name of it.
Yep, Caveat. I think it's on Shudder right now.
I think okay. so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll recognize it because there's this really creepy, like, stuffed bunny on the poster or, like, one of its eyes, which they don't actually really explain in the movie. It's just a bunny that is actually used in really good effect, but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing. Like, you don't need to explain the origin of why this bunny is creepy. You know, just like it's a creepy bunny. That's all you need to know.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they take it like another step further why it's creepy.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
Caveat.
Yeah. So, you know, also could serve as an Easter movie, I guess, too, then. You know?
Yeah. Why not? Oh,
and I will save that for our Easter list.
Yeah. Back pocket.
Right.
Top 30 Easter horror movies.
My second one is 1990s Troll 2. Which is not quite a leprechaun movie, but it is maybe diminutive creatures, and there's lots of green in it. And I have to thank Randall Colburn for turning me on to this movie, because it is just, it is so bad it's good. And I feel like that term is often overused, but man, it really applies here. This movie is bananas.
It's amazing.
It really is. Like, it's so joyful and just stupid in the best way. And if you've ever seen the documentary Best Worst Movie, which Randall is actually in too, that's a lot of fun too, and that actually made me love the movie more, you know. So lots of green, you won't get pinched if you watch it too. So,
you know what's funny is I went to see that the dentist who plays the father, he's a dentist in real life, he plays the father in Troll 2.
Oh, wow.
We actually watched these people have definitely not led like the lives of Hollywood stars. I'll put it that way. They're just like normal everyday people. But it was funny because we actually watched the documentary first, and then watched the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that kind of worked in that way, because you're kind of like waiting for the moments that they're talking about, and you're more involved than if you go in there totally unaware of what's going
to
happen. But
You really kind of have to prepare yourself. It is not a good movie. It is, no, you know, and it's, like, we were watching it for a podcast, and I may have turned it off if I didn't know I had to watch the whole thing, because it is just like right out the gate, it's like, oh God, the quality of this is so bad. But that's what's endearing about it once you get past, you know, like, what is going on here?
I think it's famous because there actually are no trolls in the movie.
There aren't,
They're not trolls.
They're goblins.
Yeah, which, spoiler, Nilbog backwards.
Nilbog.
It's goblin.
But know what? That dance scene with that teenage girl is just so, it was so cringy. But I couldn't stop, you know?
I know.
I couldn't stop myself from watching it.
And that's like the whole movie, you know? It's like, and I love the creepy witch. Like, I'm a sucker for a witch in any movie. And
she's going for it.
So over the top in the best way. I just love it. And like, I feel like there's some kind of sex scene where they just start throwing like popcorn at them.
Yeah, there's random popcorn.
Because it's so hot, you know?
Hey,
you know,
popcorn.
I remember people used to joke around about that fly that landed on that boy's forehead. That he won like the best performance. Like,
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's eating her. No, yeah, next she's going to eat me.
And talk about exposition.
Oh.
That's the worst.
It's funny.
That's the best worst. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, at first I was going to do a Leprechaun movie, but we already have one. So,
nobody can get mad at us.
We got eight other Leprechaun movies to choose from. You know, go for it.
There's even some good ones.
There actually is one that I really like, though. But okay, anyway, I'm going to go with Boy Eats Girl from 2005. And I know the title is just like, what? But it's such a cool movie. It's a cool
careful what website you search that one on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make sure you put in the year. Make sure you put in 2005.
Be careful out there, kids. If you got your adult guard up, yeah, be careful.
So, you set your filters. This one is kind of like the Irish version of My Boyfriend's Back. And remember the singer Samantha Mumba? She's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool. So basically, this boy, he's really in love with this girl, Samantha Mumba. But then he finds out, or he thinks, that she's like in love with someone else. He's so like, oh, no. So he kills himself. But his mom brings him back. And now he's a zombie. And they're all in love. And then there's a zombie outbreak. And it's funny and it's cute. And it's just, you know, you want something that's kind of romantic, but still, you know, Irish. There you go.
There you go. What year did that come out again?
2005.
Oh, yeah. Because the only other movie I remember her being in was The Time Machine.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do remember that one. What and she's she was in this one recently. It's like an indie horror. It's called Home or Home Alone, something very, very indie. And I'm just surprised, like, because she used to be, like, super popular. You know, yeah, I remember always hearing about her all the time. And then I don't know what happened. So,
yeah, like you said, I knew her as a musician first. And so then when I saw she was in the Time Machine movie, I was like, oh, you're doing this too? Okay, good.
Yeah, good for
see
you.
See what happens.
Live your best life.
Zena, have you ever seen the YouTube channel Honest Movie Trailers?
No.
Okay. Well, check it out. And then I think on your YouTube channel, you need to start doing trailers by Zena. Like, and then the boy's like, oh no. And he kills himself. And mom brings him back.
And it's funny.
That's what happened.
It's
funny.
Oh no.
He was so upset where no one could help him. And it was
and
just
like oh, no.
You know, maybe just wait. Maybe ask her. Maybe it's not what you think it is. But yeah. Okay.
Oh, so I'm up here. Okay, so here we go. So mine is, I would say this is the polar opposite of Leprechaun in the Hood. It came out 19 years later. It actually came out a couple of years ago. I think a lot of people caught it because I think it got dropped on VOD right around the time of the beginning of the pandemic. And it's a movie made in Ireland, written and directed by an Irish woman, Irish cast. So this is as Irish as you can get, except I don't think there's any green at all in this movie. It's more blue. I'm talking about 2019's Sea Fever.
Yeah.
Directed by Nias.
Oh, that's Irish? It didn't even occur to me that was an Irish movie. That's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's good. And Nias Hardiman, people you know in it are like Dougray Gray Scott, who he was going to be Wolverine, but they delayed Mission Impossible 2 or something like that. So his career went a different direction.
He Connie was in Ever After in with Drew Barrymore, I believe.
Yeah, that was leading up to the would-be Wolverine role, but it didn't happen. But the lead in this movie is really good. I think she's going to have a good career. Hermione Caulfield. She's got some stuff coming out soon. This is a good movie. This is about, she is a deep sea scientist. I think she might be a Latter-day college student in graduate school or whatever. And she kind of hooks up with this crew on a trawler, and they go off to the sea in the west of Ireland to just do some investigations. But during their trek, one by one, they get infected by this mysterious parasite. And no spoilers, but there's something. Who's seen it? So you've seen it? Everybody's seen this?
Yeah. It's on Hulu right now.
Okay, cool.
It's like,
there's something very, for the content and what happens, like there's something very peaceful about the ending of the movie. that has really stuck with me after all this time. Like I said, I don't think Dougray Scott has a rap during the closing credits, but I would suggest this movie. I'm looking forward to seeing what this author, what this director does next. Sea Fever. That would be my
Yeah, it's
choice.
A really good aquatic horror movie.
It's not what you think it's going to be at all.
No. You know? No, it's actually pretty simple, but it's very effective.
I agree.
And the woman, I have no idea how to pronounce her name. She plays Sally in the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. She's
Owen
in it.
Owen
Fryala. Yes. Oh, yeah. She is. She's the one. I'm not going to spoil it. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. She's also in Mandy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There you go. So, yeah. Nice. Also, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Check it out, folks. There's been nobody fighting about that movie.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, get started here.
All right. So before we recap the total list, were there any extras that we didn't touch on? I don't.
I have two dumb ones that aren't actually Irish or St. Patrick's Day, but I wanted to mention 2020.
Did you forget what the list was about?
Well, okay. So 2020's lucky because, you know, Four Leaf Clover, you're lucky, which is a fantastic movie. And then 2015's Green Room because it's green.
Green. Yeah. Okay. I use that same reasoning. If somebody had taken any of this stuff, I was like, you know what's really, really green? I thought about the green eyes and like the green slime in Demon Knight. Tales from the Crypt.
Demon Knight.
I thought, that could have worked, right?
Yeah.
And then my other more highbrow choice was this. It's this movie from the early 70s called Images.
Oh,
and it's a Robert Altman movie. Yeah, it's really it's a psychological thriller, but it takes place in County Wicklow in Ireland. Really, really a fun movie. No, it's really disturbing and great ending, too. But yeah, those would be my bonus choices, I guess, if we had those.
Yeah, I have a couple of bonus ones. So the Leprechaun one I was going to go with Leprechaun Returns, the one from 2018. That
I haven't
one
seen
is
it.
That one is actually a lot of fun. It is.
Didn't it come out straight to the Sci-Fi Channel or something?
It did.
It surprised me. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Because I didn't think that it was going to be that great, but I really liked it. It's silly, but it's silly just like the original one. And they actually, they say that it's like a direct sequel from the one from 1993, which I think makes a lot of sense because so much happened.
Yeah.
He was in space, so much happened. He was in the hood.
Yeah,
rapping.
He's been all over.
The Leprechaun, so technically, I guess the fifth and sixth Leprechaun movies are prequels. To Leprechaun in space.
Oh, yeah.
it gets even more confusing.
So, yeah, I have that. And then also I do have one from the 70s, but I was trying to say more modern. There's this one called God Told Me To. It is kind of more of a thriller. It's from 1976, I believe. I really love it. It will have you on the edge of your seat, and it takes place around St. Patrick's Day.
It's Larry Cohen, right? I still haven't seen that. Yeah,
it's awesome.
I think that's been on Sci-Fi for a long time. I think. So, I mean, not Sci-Fi, but Shudder. I think it's been on Shudder.
Yeah,
for a while.
It's on Shudder, and I'm not too sure if it's on Tubi anymore. It used to be. Mm-hmm. So, there's that one, and then also I was gonna go with Rawhead Rex just because that movie makes me laugh. You know, I love like the storyline of that one, and then I just have two more. So I have Shrooms about these. It's kind of like a slasher with these friends. They go to Ireland because they want to find. Well, they basically just want to find these mushrooms, and they just want to get high as kites, and they just want to do that. But then there's killer. Ah, we're dead. Okay, then
you gotta do this trailer show. I
know.
I think it's a good idea.
Uh huh. Really, I'm telling you.
Ooh, and they're then, dead. I like this. This
is... Oh, they're dead.
Then the last one, I have The Lodgers from 2018, which is, it's very, it's like very slow pace. Very, very slow pace. But it is a beautiful movie if you like gothic type of horror movies. And it has like a cool theme with these siblings. They live in this this mansion and there's rules, like these weird rules that, you know, they uphold and stuff. So some weird stuff happens. And it's just like, how are you guys? Whatever. Anyway, point is, there you go.
The only other one I could think of that I haven't seen that I keep meaning to is Grabbers.
Oh,
I've heard about that. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Neither have I. It keeps popping up. I think it's on Tubi too. I think I scroll past it on Tubi just about every day. So, all right, before we wrap things up, let's go around and go over our picks. So I started out with Maniac Cop and I followed up with Caveat.
And I said, Let Us Pray. And my second pick was Troll 2.
I picked Wakewood, and then I went with Boy Eats Girl. Make sure you put 2005. Don't just
open parentheses 2005, close parentheses.
Or if you're listening to this after like 9 p.m., don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I mean,
have an interesting night, I guess.
Or morning. I don't know what
shift
you work.
Afternoon. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Not
or,
here
you know
judge.
What? Just look it up on Tubi. There you there go.
Oh, okay. That's you're going to be safer it. If you go on Tubi.
A safe search engine on Tubi. Right. Yeah. And mine were 2000's Leprechaun in the Hood and 2019's Sea Fever.
I like our list.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a good eclectic list. You know?
It is, yeah. And I've seen very few of them, so I've got a lot of walking to do now. I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, can't thank you enough for being on here, Justin and Jen.
No,
one more time before we sign off, I'll let people know how they can hear you.
Yeah, well, I'm... again, I'm on the Losers Club a Stephen King podcast, as well as Halloweenies, and this year it's Halloweenies and Evil Dead podcast. And the Patreon pages for both is patreon.com/Halloweenies pod. And then for the Losers Club, it's patreon.com/TheBarons. And there's so much bonus content on both of those Patreons. You will never run out. Especially if you like to listen to us, you'll never run out of things to listen to us talk about. I promise.
Awesome.
And it's ongoing forever and ever and ever. So there you go.
It's just endless. Yeah. And you can find me at Jim Ferratu and on the Losers Club podcast and on the Psychoanalysis podcast also, which is about mental health and horror.
Awesome. And that's the Bloody Disgusting podcast for this week. Everyone, if you'd like to read more from Megan, who's not here, but we're still going to give her a shout out because, you know, she'll be back with lots of stories to tell. You can check out her reviews at bloodydisgusting.com and on Twitter at HauntedMeg. Xena can be found on her own website, realqueenofhorror.com, and YouTube channel of the same name, or at LovelyXena on Twitter. And you can hear me on my weekly horror narration podcast, Creepy. Don't forget to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast app, and feel free to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BeDisgustingPod, or drop us an email at BeDisgustingPodcast@gmail.com. That's the part where I forget to breathe. And for even more content and rewards, check us out on Patreon.com/BeDisgustingPod. So for this week, I'm John.
I'm Xena.
And you too, can
yeah.
And I'm Jen.
Sure.
And I'm Justin.
Yeah, we should rehearse this beforehand.
Yeah.
Grab some popcorn, cozy up on the couch, and watch something you love. Just make sure it's something bloody. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform, or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.